of the story. John Lossing had just risen from his breakfast table the morning of March 24, 1927, when he heard a frantic banging at the front door. It was a neighbor, out of breath, apparently terrified. "We've got to get you out of here," the neighbor was shouting. John said, "What are you talking about?" The neighbor exclaimed, "It's the Chinese nationalists, the troops of Chiang Kai-shek. They've been battling local warlords not far from here. Now they've come for the white families living in Nanking, and they're going to kill us all." John rushed to his wife, tersely related what he had heard. "Gather the children," he said. "We must hide." "But where?" John's wife asked. "Everywhere they went, the soldiers would be sure to find them." "Not everywhere," said the gentle voice of a woman standing in the doorway. It was Mrs. Liu, L-U. Liu, the family housekeeper. She said, "I remember what you did for my son when he was very sick. I remember you nursed him as though he were your own. You made him well. Now," said the Chinese housekeeper, "I would like to repay that great kindness. You must hurry across the fields to my hut. The soldiers will be less likely to look for you there." Leaving their personal effects behind, John and his wife did as Mrs. Liu instructed. A short while later, they and their two little ones were huddled on a dirt floor in a corner of their housekeeper's modest home. This was not how John Lossing had it planned. As a young farmer in Poughkeepsie, New York, he had dreamed of bringing modern agriculture to China. It was his mission, he said, and he was succeeding, but now, before his eyes, his dreams were dying, and he and his family that very day may die with them. And John's 34-year-old wife, what was she thinking? She was thinking that except for her two children and her ailing parents, there was not much left for her on earth after all. Her marriage, it had been hollow from the start, full of all of the things they tell you you need to make it work, faith and commitment and respect, everything except passion. No, her life through these past 10 lonely years had been more jail than joy. So if her time had come to relinquish it, she would not resist. But if she did not die here on this mud floor in Nanking, if she somehow managed to live through this horrible experience, she would greet the world with a purpose. She would emerge from her cloister to tell everybody, everyone who would listen, of the love that unites us all, if we'll let it, like the love of her housekeeper, Mrs. Liu, who saw through barriers of race and class and risked her life to rescue an American family. Well, that family cowered 14 hours in a corner of Mrs. Liu's hut before being escorted to safety by Western military personnel. So John's wife did have her second chance, and she used it well. But now, should you reflect on what she wrote over the 44 years remaining, including the Pulitzer and Nobel Prizes bestowed upon her work, now you'll recall a dark day in the spring of 1927 and the poor Chinese housekeeper who inspired a farmer's wife, Mrs. John Lossing Buck, who inspired her to become Pearl Buck. Now you know who. The rest of the story.